Welcome. My name is Catherine Brand, and this is a presentation for my research project titled Community Building Through Hashtags, Baby Wearing Trends, Inclusivity, and Identity Formation. This research was collaborative with my supervisor, Dr. Christine Schreier, of the Department of Community, Culture, and Global Studies at UBC Okanagan and the Center for Baby Wearing Studies in New York City. While the majority of this research was conducted online, myself and Dr. Schreier reside on the unceded territory of the Salix Nation. Funding for this research was provided by the Irving K. Barber Endowment. Baby wearing is a word that has become a global term which embraces the different culturally appropriate methods a person can use to carry a baby on their body. Baby wearing is different for each individual and can be conducted through many different carrying methods, as well as in a range of culturally appropriate carriers. When this research began, Dr. Schreier and the Center for Baby Wearing Studies had a long-term goal of creating a baby wearing dictionary with culturally relative and inclusive baby wearing terminology that they could use and distribute to healthcare professionals as well as current and prospective community members for educational purposes. My contribution was a preliminary study which sought to determine which terminology is essential to identity formation of baby wearing community members, to address any gaps of language inclusivity, and to determine which terms from the dataset should be considered as a starting point for the formation of a baby wearing dictionary. The research began with a literature review of 40 sources concerning the topics of communities of practice, critical discourse analysis, hashtags, and baby wearing practices. While there are minimal publications on baby wearing, this research aims to contribute to the ways in which language facilitates identity formation amongst community members. I had the pleasure of conducting an interview with the Center for Baby Wearing Studies in New York City, in which I received in-depth information about the online baby wearing community from the center's founder, Joanna McNeely, and operations manager, Bianca Fenn. An interesting addition to the research surfaced from the interview with McNeely and Fenn, who inquired about global usage of baby wearing hashtags. This addition is representative in Figure 1, which shows a representation of additional searches which aimed to discover which nations had the highest posts on Instagram with their country's name and the practice of baby wearing. For example, hashtag baby wearing Malaysia, which had the highest number of posts associated with their hashtag than any other nation in the search. This provided national relations directly linked to baby wearing practices at the time of the data collection. I began data collection with a preliminary search of known popular hashtags in the community, such as hashtag where are all the babies, hashtag baby wearing, and hashtag black baby wearing week. From this search, the keywords in each hashtag produced different results from public accounts on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. The results were compiled into a list of 259 hashtags, which were recorded to assess their growth over the course of the research. Following the preliminary search, I began following posts from community members and recording which hashtags recurred throughout the process. This data collection process was done from as neutral a perspective as possible, with no pre-existing account activity linked to the searches. 173 primary hashtags were recorded from this process, which were directly connected to the online baby wearing community. Figure 2 illustrates the frequency of hashtags in the primary dataset, which were tallied in reference to their recurrence throughout the data collection processes. In this representation, the larger the word in the cloud signifies its prominence following the data collection process. A dataset of over 600 secondary hashtags was generated from the primary dataset, which included all of the hashtags that were linked to the posts viewed during the data collection process. It is important to note that not all secondary hashtags necessarily connected directly to the baby wearing community, but rather to the individual who was posting. The primary hashtags were coded into categories present in Figure 3. The categories consisted of parent identity, child identity, types of carriers, baby wearing method, education, healthcare, cultural connection, activities, parenting, locations, other languages, which refers to other languages than my primary language of English, ads, business, original baby wearing hashtags, baby wearing, and other identity. You may notice that the counts under each category add up to 229 and not 173. This is because identity categories within the data overlap twice in 50 of the primary hashtags and 3 times in 6 of those 50 hashtags. Thus, the total number of identities for the primary data reached 229. The highest percentage of overlapping identities are represented in Figure 4, and the top overlapping categories were baby wearing method, original baby wearing hashtags, parent identity, and cultural connection, which all overlapped with hashtags linked to the practice of baby wearing. An example of this would be hashtag baby wearing mama, which intersects baby wearing practice with parent identity, or hashtag baby wearing while black, which intersects with baby wearing practice and cultural connection. As the research sought to make evident inclusivity amongst the online baby wearing community, it is important to note that the secondary hashtag data shows representation of little gender diversity amongst parent identity hashtags, as represented in Figure 5. The pink is representative of female parent identities, blue of male, and white of neutral. This illustrates that when sharing parent identity, baby wearing community members view and post hashtags more often linked with female parent identities. The preliminary data was collected to establish growth trends over the course of the research. Twitter did not make numbers for hashtags readily available on their platform for public access, and therefore it was removed from this process. Growth was established on TikTok resulting from the number of views a hashtag received, and on Instagram resulting the number of posts associated with a hashtag. The highest growth recorded on Instagram was hashtag Black Baby Wearing Week 2021. This result stems from Black Baby Wearing Week 2021 occurring in between initial and final counts. TikTok saw the highest growth in the hashtag baby wearer, which aligns the practice of baby wearing to the individual. Hashtags that made highest growth lists on both Instagram and TikTok were hashtag Black Baby Wearing Week and hashtag Black Baby Wearing. Again, this result could stem from Black Baby Wearing Week occurring in between the initial and final growth calculations, but nonetheless, this growth illustrates cultural connection to specific identities amongst the online baby wearing community. This research produced foundational results in determining the boundaries of accessibility and inclusivity amongst some online baby wearing communities. The data illustrated the most commonly used hashtags were tied to the practice of baby wearing, original baby wearing hashtags, parent identity, and types of carriers. Secondly, the data illustrated overlap in identities most often intersected with hashtags related to the practice of baby wearing. Third, the data illustrated that the most common parent identity associated in the baby wearing community was female. Lastly, the data illustrated which hashtags had the most growth during the collection periods. I would like to thank my supervisor, Dr. Schreier, for her direct collaboration with me throughout this research. If you would like to follow the continuation of this research, you can do so by scanning the first QR code, which will lead you to the Baby Wearing Language Research Instagram account. Thank you to the Irving K. Barber Endowment for funding this research. Thank you to the Center for Baby Wearing Studies for collaborating with us through the process of this research. If you wish to learn more about baby wearing events, news, and their educational curriculum, please scan the second QR code, which will bring you to the Center for Baby Wearing Studies Instagram account. Special thanks to the online baby wearing community. Without them, this research would not be possible.